Egyptians' belief systems proved resilient enough to last for thousands of years, but there were also critical evolutions over time as different dynasties took power, and with that, certain deities took prominence at different points. Perhaps the most famous changes were made by King Tut's father, the pharaoh Akhenaten, who emphasized worship of the Aten, a symbol of the sun which had been associated with Ra but became the focal point of Akhenaten's reign. To drive home just how serious the Egyptians took religion, there were grumblings about the pharaoh's actions, and shortly after Akhenaten's death, the system reverted to more closely resemble what it was like before his reign. Chapter 1. The Underpinnings of the Egyptians' Religious Beliefs. Those who destroy the lie promote Ma'at. Those who promote the good will erase the evil. As fullness casts out appetite, as clothes cover the nude, and as heaven clears up after a storm. The Moaning of the Bedouin, a tale told during the Middle Kingdom. Ancient Egyptian society in general, and the religion and myths in particular, were held together by a strong belief in order, which was referred to as Ma'at in the ancient Egyptian language. Ma'at was not just a concept, but also a goddess who represented order and justice and was often symbolized with an ostrich feather that symbolized truth. It has even been argued that Ma'at was so important to the ancient Egyptian worldview that the ancient Egyptian concept of religion can be defined as the realization of Ma'at. Although ancient Egyptian religion was not dualistic in the sense of good versus evil, there was a polar opposite concept of Ma'at known as Isfet. The concept of Isfet includes sickness, disease, violence, or anything that is the antithesis of order. All aspects of ancient Egyptian religion were concerned with keeping the proper order of the universe, which usually included performing the proper religious rituals. Perhaps one of the most difficult concepts for modern societies to grasp concerning ancient Egyptian religion was its emphasis on rituals. If anything, when reading through most ancient Egyptian religious and mythological texts, the notion of morality seems to be almost entirely absent. It is not that the ancient Egyptians were immoral or ignored morality. A number of morally based tales and lessons were told in ancient Egypt, but the religion itself stressed the importance of ritual over morality. Ritual played such a vital role in ancient Egyptian religion that modern scholars use the term cultic religion when referring to it. The term cult has largely taken on a pejorative meaning in modern society, but in this context it merely refers to religion where ritual is paramount, and each of the scores of deities in a particular religion had his or her own following that performed specific rituals. Along with the idea of Ma'at and the emphasis on ritual, the belief in an afterlife was integral in ancient Egyptian religion. Essentially, all Egyptians hoped to reach the afterlife, which was also known as the Field of Reeds. But in order to reach that place, one had to follow the natural order of things and perform the proper religious rituals. It was in the Egyptian afterlife where religious ritual and mythology came together to create a world that is truly exotic and foreign when compared to anything in the modern world. The Egyptians were the first people to articulate a belief in the afterlife in writing, and most of their religious and mythological texts concern the afterlife and how to reach it properly. The Egyptians did not view death as an end, but merely as an interruption or transformation, because they believed that each person was comprised of five aspects of the self: the ka, ba, name, shadow, and the physical body. Among these aspects of the human self, the Egyptians believed that the ka, or vital spiritual force, could travel between the land of the living and the dead. It is via the ritualistic text, which were often concerned with the afterlife, that scholars know the most about ancient Egyptian mythology. Unlike the Greeks and Romans, the Egyptians wrote few narrative myth cycles, so when Egyptologists discuss or study ancient Egyptian mythology, it is difficult, if not impossible, to separate the ritualistic aspects of ancient Egyptian